Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great. Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel? Hey, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We are live in Austin, Texas, broadcasting here from the Talk Radio 1370 AM studios, part of Entercom Radio here in Austin, the state capital of Texas. Been here since Wednesday night, actually, in the state of Texas after the Wednesday show. Came down here to celebrate a 40th birthday party over the weekend with one of my closest friends of the world. And so it's been a wonderful trip through from Dallas to Waco to Austin to San Antonio, back here to Austin and bringing the show to you today. I'm back in New York tomorrow, but it's been a wonderful road trip. You can follow along on my Instagram at Damon Amendo. Trying to post all the great Texas beers that I've had here. And boy, there's a lot of them. And I have had so much brisket that I think it's coming out of my pores. And I love it. My God, the beef brisket here is amazing. So I appreciate all the hospitality here as well. The tremendous staff here at Talk Radio 1370 AM and Entercom Radio in Austin. They have been phenomenal and helpful and warm in getting me set up. So this is very cool. You can always watch us at watchda.com, and we've got our toll-free line this morning at 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So would you believe it? The Golden State Warriors are up 3-0. They've got a chance, as you heard Bogish mention in the update, to sweep tonight. Easy breezy. Move through to the NBA Finals yet again. What could be bad? What could go wrong? Once again, the Warriors look nearly unbeatable. Even without Kevin Durant, they are soaring. Steph Curry can't be guarded. They're winning at home. They're winning on the road. They're coming back from down 17. They're winning with a lead. They're doing it all. So how are you going to beat them? Who knows? Who knows? And it was 2015 and 2016 and 2017 and 2018. This would be five straight years. They're a win away from five straight years in the NBA Finals. So what could be going wrong? Nothing, right? Nothing. Well, except if you're Kevin Durant on social media. Of course, KD has to snipe on social media because he doesn't know what to do otherwise. A fairly innocuous comment made on Instagram led to KD, of course, weighing in. A handle by the name of Warriors Talk posted, Warriors win 110-99. Take a commanding 3-0 series lead against the Blazers. Okay, simply a factoid, a news nugget, recap of game number three. And a user wrote under this, doubt us without KD. Doubt Curry, Clay, and Dre. And keep thinking Milwaukee's better. Y'all doubters and haters, we'll see. Exclamation point. Three of them after all of those sentences. Okay, so there's a big Warriors fan that's saying, don't doubt us. We're just as good, even without KD. Curry, Clay, Dre, they're stepping up. You guys think the Bucks are better. Doubters and haters will see. All right, so a very supportive Warriors response. No big deal, right? Kevin Durant weighs in on his official Instagram handle and writes, very divisive. Let's celebrate this win as Dub Nation. Bleep wrong with you. Even at a time where they are a step away from the NBA Finals and all of them are trying to say the right thing. All of them are trying to say, no, we need Kevin. It's going to be so much harder without Kevin. This is really difficult. Kevin's our brother. Kevin's this. Kevin's that. Even there, with all of that as the context, Kevin Durant is so sensitive to somebody saying, doubt us or don't doubt us, that he's going to say very divisive, bleep wrong with you. Wow. Little much. Settle down. Take a breather. KD, I don't think this is a shot at you. I don't think it was. He said, doubt us without KD. Doubt us at your own risk. I don't think this is a shot at anybody. Bleep wrong with you, bro. It's very divisive.
No, it's not.
Nobody tell Kevin Durant that he reads everything the wrong way, please, because who knows if he'll read you the riot act. So why does something like this happen? It's because Kevin Durant will never grow up past this, because he just simply can't. He's emotionally too much into what total strangers think about him. And this whole thing is making him uncomfortable again. Because when he first got there, of course, the outcry was, you're just joining the team that beat you. Oh, you couldn't beat him, so you got to join him. You're taking the easy way out. And that, of course, turned him into a villain, a supervillain. Remember the days where Kevin Durant was totally beloved because he carried his Bible to practice in a backpack and he said all the right things. Everybody loved him and he wanted to stay in Oklahoma City. Remember those days? Well, once he left to go to Golden State, he turned into the villain. He turned into the evil KD. It's like Spider-Man and Venom. He became the Venom part of Kevin Durant. And now, what's happening? They're winning without him. Again! Just like they did before him. And this is killing him. Because he wants to support the team because he knows that's the right thing to do. And they're publicly supporting Kevin Durant. So, of course, he's going to do that back to them. And what is happening internally for Kevin Durant? This is killing him. Because they can't lose without him. They can come back from 17. They can win at home. They can win on the road. They can win against the Rockets. They can win against the Blazers. It doesn't matter. And this is killing him. And so anything that suggests, hey, don't doubt us even without KD, he looks at a shot at KD. Man, that comment wasn't divisive. That was a Warrior super fan saying, don't doubt us even without KD. And he's going, hey, man, don't make it about without me. Don't make it about us versus them. Don't make it. That's very divisive. Whoa, that is really super sensitive and a weird read. Also, even if you read it that way, why would you even comment? Like Kevin Durant hasn't learned this lesson yet, that this is just a bad look and not worth it for him, and it's only going to create more of the criticism that he hates so much. And he's trying to be, hey man, let's bring it together. Let's celebrate as one. Come on. Meantime, internally, you know he can't do that. He can't do that. Because if he could do that, he wouldn't care about what some random dude said on Instagram. He can't. He knows he should, but he can't. Another day, another Kevin Durant social media faux pas. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. After last Tuesday's celebration of Mraz's birthday, you would have thought that Mraz would have been really, really appreciative, but he's not. In fact, he's angry that we had Fudge of the Whale cake without him, and Huge Freeze dared to come in for Cake Cam and mistakenly got on the air for a Trash Tuesday. Adriana tweets, next year when Mraz is in studio for his birthday, you'll be bringing him carrot sticks, salads, and kale smoothies, and inviting his BFFs, his landlord, the Halloween flower sock perpetrators, and Aaron Rodgers. Hashtag, wait a minute.
If I see my landlord in a kale shake, I'm going to punch all of you in the face.
Has he apologized for evicting you yet?
No. He's trying to be buddy-buddy with me. Completely, he knows not to mess with Danielle. He's not even looking at her in the eye. It's a whole mess. I'm looking at houses later today. I don't know what to do. I can't do any of this.
Ha! That's him. That's Mraz getting pounded by Halloween flower sock perpetrators. Dixieland Dan tweets, "Preach, Mraz. The DA show has lost all credibility after the other day. Mraz will be the next Daenerys? I don't know this Game of Thrones reference. Burning down CBS radio at the fiery dragon breath he is spitting."
All right, well, that's a spoiler because I'm not up to that part yet, and it's Daenerys.
Daenerys? Okay. Mike tweets, "DA, now that you've been in the big, wide-open spaces that is Texas where you can breathe a little bit, how do you know feeling you are going back to your cramped and tight New York City where personal space is hard to find?" Mike, I hate it. What do you think? Man, I'm out here on the open road. I'm listening to Willie Nelson. I'm out here drinking Texas beer, watching cattle and steer on the side of the road. Walk through Austin. Listen to live music. I'm listening to old country favorites. Mraz, you'd be very proud of me. I'm listening to a lot of country music on this road trip through Texas.
That's the way to do it. You put on the boots, put on your rattlesnake boots, put on a hat, and bop around on the open road.
You think I want to go back to New York City tonight and look at bums puke on my shoes in the subway? You think I want that?
D.A., I came back from Hawaii, 80 degrees and sunny. The first thing I smelt at 7 in the morning was urine, okay? So please, you don't want to come back.
I know I don't. I know I don't, and I'm honest about it. Hemskin Tucson tweets, "Tommy's Tacos, tacos to die for." That should probably be their new slogan, yeah. I almost died from tacos yesterday, but they were so good. All right, when we come back, very special in-studio guest, my good friend Carter Blackburn, CBS Sports play-by-play voice, is going to join me in studio because he lives here in Austin. We'll do a little Texas roundup with Carter coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
Oh, okay.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Glad you're with us. Remember, you can always find full episodes of the DA show if you go to iTunes or radio.com or other places podcasts are available. Full episodes, including today's show, available there. If you're in Austin or in Texas and want to hear the show about the Texas road trip, today is a good day to listen to the podcast. That's available all those places podcasts are. And also on our website, just go to cbssportsradio.com, click on the DA show tab. So I'm really excited because one of my best friends in the world lives here in Austin. I've been able to hang out with him yesterday and today, stay at his place, beautiful place here in Austin. We've had him here on the show before, so I'm sure you are familiar with him. You hear him as one of the voices of CBS Sports. You've heard him on the NCAA tournament, SEC football, CBS Sports Network, all over the place. In fact, this weekend, if you were watching St. John Seton Hall baseball, you heard him on the call, my good friend Carter Blackburn, in studio with us, and you can watch at watchda.com. Carter,
hold your applause.
Good morning.
Good morning. Fantastic. So I'm so thrilled at how you have really embraced this Texas road trip because you have done a lot.
I mean,
we host people a lot. We have friends in and out. I mean, I have people who talk a big game about what they're going to do in Texas. And then it's like, I went to Taco Bell and I took a nap. And then it's like, how about you go down and do some stuff? Now, you are a famous adventurous traveler. So I'm happy that you've graced Texas in a big way, done a lot of fantastic things.
So to get the blessing from you means a lot.
Yeah, you didn't just sit up in the AC watching reruns of Friends. Like you,
no.
Like you bounced around. You got in some fresh water.
The most Carter thing I did was I swam in your river.
Yeah.
Is that the Austin River? What river is this?
Yeah, that will be the Colorado River. Barton Creek is probably because
okay.
So Barton Springs. Barton Creek feeds into Barton Springs, which then feeds into the Colorado River, which is all part of the lakes We won't get into the public works administration under a young Lyndon Baines Johnson. That's Robert Caro. He's next hour. But yeah, and so then the rivers dammed up at multiple points, creating all the lakes around here. So Lake Travis, Lake Austin, Inks Lake, all the way Lake LBJ. I don't know who that's named after. I've never looked that up. But
so
yeah,
there's
so
this natural springs
right
in downtown Austin that you right said you got to go check out. And it's a public spring that everybody swims in when it gets really hot around here.
Right. It's a miraculously cold, fresh spring pumping out millions of gallons of water. But recent flooding, so I guess the pool is still closed.
It was closed when I went there. And so I told the Bourbon Bell, well, it's still hot out today. The pool is closed. Everybody's going down to the other side of the river. I'm going to go down with them.
Which is were there multiple dogs?
It was multiple dogs.
Okay, this is why. So Barton Springs is the name of it, and that is the area commonly referred to as Barking Springs.
So Barton Springs.
Right.
So I went to Barking Springs.
Yes.
I was excited, though. It was mostly 20-somethings, some 30-somethings, just trying to cool off, having a cold drink or whatever. I went in there as well. Your wife, Karen, said, you're lucky because it didn't seem like you saw any transients there. So I said, no, it wasn't really a transient day.
Yeah, maybe I don't know if I should tell some of the stories I've got from there, but like there's some good ones. There's some real good ones. Maybe I'll just hold my tongue on that, but like I do take my 4-year-old to that visit. So you're in good shape. It's not it's not the guy in the subway puking on your shoes. It's much holistically better than that, I would say. And if he does, you got water to wash it off, so it's fine.
Carter Blackburn joins us here in studio. Now you're TV voice now, play-by-play voice on television, and you've done the NFL and college basketball and college football, but your roots are in radio.
Oh.
And so you grew up in Kerrville, Texas, which is an hour and a half outside of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing, was it high school radio or was it local Kerrville radio?
It was Kerrville radio, and it was glory. It was WKRP Cincinnati in a small town in Texas.
Okay.
And the cast of characters that ends up as DJs, as like country DJs in a small town live radio. I mean, it was vaudeville, and I was a relatively sheltered, like 15-year-old kid. And so I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to work at the radio station. And the things you overhear and the things you see, from the old burned out DJs or just crusty. You're like, oh, you know, who do you listen to? I'm like, Jerry Jeff Walker. Like, oh, Jerry Jeff. I did a few lines with him and back. Like, oh, okay. All right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I passed out into his drum kit one night in 1978. You're like, oh, fantastic. And then like so much so that like the principal at my high school. Now, mind you, like I was like the success, you know, the success of 15, 16. I was working long, getting up at 5 a.m., getting to the radio station because I did the morning show. I was the sports guy in the morning show.
Wow.
Then I would go to high school and then weekends do like play by play for Tybee High School sports. If I sold the advertising, like I went out and sold the advertising.
At
so we'd get them on 15, 16, 17 years old.
Wow.
Pretty good paying gig.
Really?
It was the sales part of it. It was miraculous. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, someone said like the first gigs in broadcasting I got at Syracuse was definitely like I was making more doing high school football in Kerrville, Texas. But it was tons of fun. But like the principal at the high school is like, I want you to be careful about the people you're working with and the influence they may have on you. I was like, aren't you supposed to go get a job and like work hard and like I'm doing that. And like his advice was like, that radio world is a little unsavory.
The dark radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the dark. And you know what? He was right.
Totally.
He was
Which
totally
is why I stayed
right
in it.
It's a good thing I didn't pass that into Jerry Jeff Walker's drum kit, you know?
That's why I'm doing a radio show from Austin. It's because I love the dark underworld of the radio.
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. Like, and I miss it. I miss that world a lot. I mean, in some ways, I still like live in it all the time because my buddy Elijah, he met last night, we were having the mutual conversation of like the CD player in my car went out. I have FM radio and AM radio, and I'm 24/7. I have nothing but radio on, terrestrial radio. I love it.
Yeah. So what's amazing is that I got to finally see your place here. Obviously, you've lived here for a while, but I've never visited your house. And so you have done like the Austin, the Texas type thing. Last night, we were just out in your backyard, big picnic tables. We all sat out there, the Bourbon Bell, myself, you, you had two friends, your wife, and you smoked a brisket.
Mm.
Well, beef ribs.
Beef ribs. Brisket on a stick. That's pretty much what the beef ribs is.
So you smoked the beef ribs, and you also smoked a pork.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, ham.
Ham. And then we had some Texas beer and some wine.
Live Oak, Mosaic. Yeah, very good stuff.
Sat outside in an Austin night, and it was just beautiful. And listened to some music. You put on some music.
Yeah, it is.
And this is basically what you do all the time.
Yeah, it's what I do.
This is every night.
Yeah, it was recounting like when my little girl, when she was real little, like we had the smokers set up. There were guitars, and my wife says like, "Welcome to your childhood." Like this is and that is 100%. Yeah, it's definitely got into the meat smoking thing. The beef ribs.
I could talk.
That's my favorite thing to do on the smoker. And yeah, it's 203. That's your internal temp you're going for.
Yeah,
that's
that.
If you want the 203, that's if there's one barbecue tip I could give you for your brisket, for your beef ribs. The brisket is really the most complex thing to do on the grill. So the beef ribs is really like a 2/3 time, 2/3 effort, all the deliciousness. Got the huge smoky bones, then you can make a great stock that's going to turn into your chili.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this has become, and now I've become like a barbecue consultant at large. So I got it still says aspiring sportscaster. I haven't handed all of those out yet. My other business card, by the way, is from the Kinky Friedman for Governor 2006 campaign. That's.
Can you give the background of who Kinky Friedman is? Because he's a Texas legend.
Yes, Kinky Friedman has at times been a successful satirical country singer songwriter. if one of the great things ever written, the Robert Durst case that is a potential murder case. If you just Google like Rolling Stone, Kinky Friedman, Robert Durst, you'll get a gold. And then Kinky in the '80s transitioned while he was living in New York in Greenwich Village, transitioned into first writing for Rolling Stone, then mystery novels with a fictional detective named Kinky Friedman. New York. Yeah. And then 06, started transitioning to running for governor. So 13% of the vote in Texas in 06. So it's the only political campaign I've ever worked on. It was diving back into that world of FM radio, WKRP. I mean, yeah, it was a cast of characters. Like, I mean, you're in the Kinky Friedman for governor's office and you're like, who is that large man who like looks very unkempt, who's just wandering around? You're like, that's Jesse Ventura. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Jesse was here today, you know.
Native Texan Carter Blackburn, CBS Sports, joins us here in studio from Austin. And so I love being in Texas because everywhere you go is just tons of meat. Everywhere, no matter where I go, it's like, well, you want the brisket, right? You got to have the brisket, right?
And you're a harsh and accurate judge of barbecue.
I am, and I've had so much good barbecue here. And I was at two family events or friend events early in the morning. I was at our good friend Hector Ledesma's 40th birthday party. His father-in-law had smoked a brisket for 12 hours overnight, so I had to eat that. And then, of course, I came to your house for dinner and you had beef ribs that had been done for 8 hours, I think you said. And I had to eat that. And I just loved it all. And I wanted to keep eating it. And I don't want to leave because I will not get that.
You are surprisingly unsweaty for the meat sweats that set in.
I took a shower last night after we were done with dinner and I smelled like I was oozing out of my pores
a lot of
barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
I was sweating out the barbecue.
Yeah, the missus at the end of a smoke is like there's a 15-foot radius. She will not enter. Like, you stink, you sweaty, meaty. Like,
I smell meaty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why is that so manly that, like, I'm going to do something that's so off-putting to the woman who's my partner in life? This feels wonderful. But it was a gloriously smoked meaty day. And like I said, now I want to have Hector's dad's brisket.
Yeah, it's wow. Really awesome.
Yeah,
really
that's awesome. The overnight brisket, 12 hours. That's fantastic.
And you can't just leave a brisket in overnight. You've got to keep waking up to keep going down and handling it.
Right. And let me just be clear. This is no pellet deal. I've got my wood pile. I've got my oak. I've got the shed protecting. And this is, yeah, there's no timer here. There's no electronic.
No, no.
This is very, very manual.
Yeah. It's not like throwing it in a slow cooker or crock pot.
And if there's any doubt that we're like just wussification is falling away, like generations ahead of us are like, you mean you cooked meat over a fire and you're so proud of yourself?
Yeah, but it took a really long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you kill the beast and then?
Well, no, like, no. But I had to keep setting my alarm on my iPhone to keep waking up for it.
Exactly. I had to not fall asleep in the hammock. Like, this is so hard. I couldn't get the Bluetooth to connect. It was, I couldn't decide whether I was going to put on Waylon, Willie, or Doug Somm. Like, this was hard. Like, oh, okay. And if you didn't complete it, were you going to go hungry? No.
There was definitely other
corn salad. Yeah, that was. But I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely Seamless and Grubhub we could have just ordered.
Right. Yeah.
But it took a really long time to cook this. A long time. You understand how hard that is?
My boy Adam Amin, play-by-play for ESPN, an awesome guy. Adam was swinging through town a couple years ago when I was like, I will have beef ribs and da-da-da-da-da-da. And like grand reveal, pull them off, and they weren't done. Like they're not close to done. So I was like, let's just go to the barbecue trailer. It's like two blocks away. But then on Instagram, it looked phenomenal. Like I'm over the smoker, you know, total fake. Like this just in, like you can fake things on social media. Like it looked great, but it was definitely crudo beef ribs.
When we come back here on the show, more with Carter Blackburn from Austin, Texas, as he's a native Texan, CBS Sports play-by-play man. We'll also get to your epic fail coming up here next, as Mraz was none too pleased about our birthday celebration for him last week. Who could have thought about that? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I'm still going strong from last night. I'm still have that reserve, the experience, the energy that I felt. So I'm still reflecting on that. That's pushing me through here.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back with us at a fine Monday morning, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio, live from Austin, Texas, in the studios of Talk Radio 1370 AM of the Entercom Radio Cluster. We appreciate their hospitality very much. The crew here has been very cool to work with and very helpful, and the broadcast has been wonderful, so I appreciate them having us down here. It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. You can always submit your question of the day by hitting me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. This one comes to us from Daniel, who's in Sioux Falls, who says, DA, what do you think about these NBA playoffs? I want to believe the Warriors can be beat, but I don't think they can. Can the Bucks or Raptors do it? I think the Bucks can. I don't think the Raptors can. And I don't think that the Raptors get out of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. I think ultimately you'll see a better team and a team that's better suited around its superstar in Milwaukee and end up taking maybe the next two. I don't think it's going to be a super long series, even though you saw Toronto get game number three last night. I think that the way that the Bucks are built and the way that they space the floor for Giannis and the way that their shooters have knocked down shots and the way that they kept coming back yesterday to force into two overtimes on the road tells me that they're ready for the challenge of getting over this hump and getting to the NBA Finals. And I think if they play like that, they can challenge Golden State. The problem, as always, is Golden State at its very best only needs to be at its very best four times in a series. If they do that, I don't think anybody can beat them. I don't know if Golden State at their absolute best, doesn't matter how well the other team plays, can be beaten four different times. But do I think the Bucks give them a shot, give them a run? Yeah, I do. Now, to be fair, I thought the Trailblazers would give them a run to this conference finals. It hasn't been that way so far. They really needed that game number two. They were up by 17. They had to close that game out. They didn't, and now the series has gotten away from them. But I do believe that the Bucks in an NBA finals can give the Warriors problems. And maybe that's wishful thinking, but I do believe that. In studio is native Texan, Austin resident, my close friend Carter Blackburn, who does play-by-play for CBS Sports Radio, or I should say CBS Sports Television and CBS Sports on the network side of things. You see him on the SEC and the Mountain West at the NCAA tournament. Well, 2 years ago, the Final Four, we were all in Phoenix for the Final Four, and we were in Scottsdale for a night where we always, for Final Four, get together with a group of our friends, other media people at a place around the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Scottsdale, and we happen to be myself, you, Mraz, Pete Thamel, other close friends of ours in the media, and Aaron Rodgers happens to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You witness what is still one of the most devastating moments of Mraz's life.
Mm-hmm.
What was your vantage point of the now infamous get away from me, buddy scenario?
Oh, I remember just from the beginning moments that Mraz was going to go try to talk to Aaron Rodgers, thinking like, oh, I don't think this is, I don't think this is gonna go well. And kind of one of those things. What do you hope to gain from this? And so when it came back so spectacularly, Cole, get away from me, buddy, which I'm kind of on Aaron's, you know, I'm kind of like, I mean, he gets paid multi-millions of dollars for his decision making. So I kind of trust his judgment on this. Like, you're hanging with your buddies the Final Four. You're out of the corner of your eye, and your first instinct is like a hot read. Get away from me, buddy. It's like, you're like, okay, that probably was like, what was Aaron Rodgers gonna like hope to get out of the situation? So yes, we just discussed some predictive powers of mine that were totally wrong. So it's not like I'm batting 1,000 on this.
Right.
But
you saw this.
That one was just do I run right now? But no, I'm gonna see what happens. So that when it comes back with get away from me, buddy, it's like, okay. Yeah.
And as we've analyzed here on the show multiple times, the buddy part of that's very disrespectful.
Right.
It's calling somebody chief.
Yeah,
Hoss,
pal.
Hoss.
Bro. Bro is almost better than buddy.
Yeah, but get away from me, buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
If you call somebody buddy, he ain't your buddy.
No. Hey, buddy. That would be the one scenario if you're hanging out with David Spade and he breaks into the Adam Sandler's good from the night. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. How about a bloody buddy? But yeah, the buddy, that really caps it. I mean, it's why it's a phenomenal story. No eye contact whatsoever.
No
acknowledgement.
Just get away from me, buddy.
Get away from me, buddy. Well, again, like I say, that guy earns a lot of money for snap decisions. And I mean, it's 70% or more are correct. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame decision maker. So it was.
You will oftentimes do the SEC football games on the network when there's double headers in the fall, college football. And college football SEC games. When you do those, you've done all these great SEC road trips. I try to go to an SEC game every year because I just love the pageantry and the intensity. What are some of your favorite stops calling games?
Oh, every single one of them. I mean, really, there are no bad stops in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, they're all great. I mean, we were talking last night about the Kentucky. We happened into. I believe it was number nine Kentucky versus number three Georgia. So this past fall when Kentucky got to number nine and Georgia's number three.
Yeah.
And like Lexington, Kentucky was just lit for a Saturday football game like it had not been in decades or maybe ever.
That was arguably like their biggest home football game ever.
Right. Certainly it was. Yeah. I mean, since Bear Bryant won the only SEC title, I mean, they had a path to the SEC title for the first time since Bear Bryant was coaching the Wildcats.
Had they beaten Georgia there and won the SEC East, they would have found themselves in the SEC championship game against Bama.
Right. And so that was like, if you were going to rank the SEC football venues, obviously Lexington, Kentucky's not going to be the top of the list for football. But that day, that environment was just electric, and the weather was great and the fans were fired up and it's red versus blue. It's just a blast. I mean, it's just as much fun as you would imagine it is to like bounce around the country doing football games. And when it rolls into SEC time, it's It's all good. I mean, I've been in Columbia, Missouri for some electric Mizzou games. You know, that's probably not one that makes the top of the list of SEC venues. But when that place is rocking,
that could be good.
It's rocking.
You've done games at Jordan-Hare. You've done games at Kyle Field at A&M. I mean, you've done the
Kyle Field's pretty special. You've done Kyle Field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle Field. Yeah. Yeah. That's unique.
We were there together.
The Dixie Chicken. It was Manziel's last home game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up at the Dixie Chicken.
Yeah. The Dixie Chicken. Do you remember the old lady asking us to dance with her granddaughters? Yeah. I was like, I love that. Like my boys from New York and everywhere. Like this is the epitome of Texas culture. Like we were shooting pool and an old lady comes over like, you nice young men, I have my granddaughters are here. Would you be willing to take them for a turn on the dance floor? I was like, yes, absolutely. And like sawdust on the floor, shiner ball. I was like, now you guys are on my turf. This
stuffed
feels great.
Cows on the on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Long
my type of place.
Yeah, Hereford. The Dixie
Ice cold
chicken.
Shiner block.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are on in Boise, and you gave us a couple of recommendations when we went up to Boise in October. And they were all awesome.
Yes. I
mean, absolutely awesome. Goldie's was a gold mine, mm-hmm. and we can't stop talking about Goldie's. You really like your trips to Boise, right?
I love Boise.
You do a lot of Mountain West games for CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, Boise's a great place. I remember many years ago, Heather Cox telling me lives in Boise, and she was giving me the rundown on Boise. And I remember being skeptical. Like, And then, like, first trip. Like, love Boise. Love going to Boise. Goldie's Breakfast Bistro, I was wrapping up my breakfast, looking out the window, and there was a, this is in the wintertime, there for a basketball game. There's a gentleman kind of shuffling down the street with his raincoat on, and I'm like, Pete Gillen, my broadcast room. Hey, Pete, come on. Yeah, looking for the, you know, place with the breakfast place, you know. So this is it. Oh, okay. All right, caught it. Oh, great. Fantastic. We'll get a Danish, you know, a cup of coffee. You know, it's nice. Down the Beanery, my dad used to call it the Beanery in Brooklyn. But yeah, that was my last trip to Goldie's. But yeah, Boise's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
And now the secret's out. It's a little bit.
Yep.
I remember the first time going to Boise thinking like, oh, this is what people told me Austin was like in the 70s. And then in my trips to Boise last couple of decades, you start to see, you know, more and more development, more and more people coming.
Yeah. Yeah. People are hip to it. It's a great place. So let's get to your epic fail right now. Last Tuesday, we celebrated Mraz's birthday. Of course, he was on vacation. We had a fudge of the whale cake. And for some reason, Mraz has taken quite offense to this, which I can't understand why, because we were honoring his birthday. So here is your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Let's just cut straight to the chase. You want to put him on cake cam and stuff his face and have him sing along? Mm-hmm. And of course he got the cake. I'm surprised the cake made it here. If he got it, and he didn't eat it the whole way in.
Anything but mine.
But on top of that, you let the guy trash, and your excuse is, well, the mic happened to be on, and then he trashed. Is a banishment or not? This guy's banned, and you're having him trash. I don't want to hear anything but the mic left on.
I'm done.
This show has lost all couth, all integrity, and quite frankly, all of you guys should be ashamed.
Now, wait a second. I've paid off every single bet I've ever had of this show, including not once but twice eating death by salsa, once in a bunny suit. So
right.
I don't want to hear that I don't pay off bets and you're the only guy that
does. So how hard is it to keep the fat Frankie Valli off the air? I don't understand. Why does he have to trash?
I can see Marco Belletti.
The fat Frankie Valli. Look. It was not scheduled. He was supposed to come in. You and I both know he is banned from the radio show. He's not banned from the camera.
You don't know where I am, and you'll never see me coming.
Huge Freeze was in studio eating cake silently.
Yeah.
Okay, silently on cake cam, just eating six slices of cake over the course of the show. All right? It's not our fault that he was talking to Bogish off air and Bogish's microphone was on and it happened to be his trash about drive-thrus, so not giving him the right sodas.
So the loophole there, what was supposed to fill that hidden time? More Connor Green talking about his power being out? I mean, geez. Got this obese blunder of a man sitting there while I'm out filling my Trash Tuesday void.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
And our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, as always. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Now, Carter, that was about Fudge of the Whale and a ice cream cake that we had in New York for Meraz. What's a traditional Texas birthday cake?
It's topped with Bluebell ice cream, like whatever, okay. I would say probably a tray of fudge brownies, like a huge tray of fudge brownies with a scoop of ice cream on top. And by the way, like, there's probably people out there going like, that's not right. I was like, well, that was what my mom made. It was a tray of fudge brownies with a scoop of Bluebell ice cream on top. Yeah, I would say vanilla, maybe vanilla bean.
I love all of that, and I appreciate you having me over here, man.
Awesome.
This is so cool.
Great hanging. Good to have you here.
What a cool week this has been in Texas. I'm back in New York tomorrow from the CBS Sports Radio studios. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Bonnie Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com, and thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Tomorrow we delve into whether this is going to be a sweep in the Western Conference Finals by the Warriors. It could happen tonight. That's tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership Disconnect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.